Today, I invite you to think about creation, not the Genesis story of Adam and Eve, and not the scientist theory of a Big Bang billions of years ago, but the creation which is going on now, ongoing creation in which we are taking part. For this is not a static world, it's a dynamic world, and we make decisions which create situations for people around us and for future generations. Many years ago, I had to decide whether I want to be a teacher, a policeman, a postman, an astronaut. No, I couldn't have been an astronaut. They hadn't got astronauts then. But I decided to be an engineer. And because I made that decision, I had the delight of seeing creations. We had variety. I managed a number of construction projects, and I saw these change from just ideas into detailed plans, into actual construction, and then handing over to a customer a completed project. And often I could actually look back at that and say, we, the team, had done a good job. We created what the customer wanted at the right time, at the right price. We had created something out of lots of bits and pieces and ideas. It's not always, not just on big projects like the ones I handled. There are little things like just creating a delicious meal, or something I could never do, a beautiful flower arrangement, or a beautiful garden. Which reminds me of a story of a man who bought a house with a very overgrown garden. He worked on this wilderness and converted it into a beautiful garden. And the neighbour looked over the fence and said, of this beautiful garden, what a wonder of nature that God has created all these beautiful things. The man who'd done the work was rather peeved at this and said, you should have seen him when he had it on his own. But we are creating not just things, we create poetry and music. We create situations. We can create havoc. We create things for the present and for the future. As individuals, we can create hurt in other people. We can create happiness, a happy family. We do this as individuals and as a community. We talk now about the crises which we have created: global warming, pollution, species extinction. We are creating all the time. This is not just a Christian idea. Atheists, humanists and others would agree. It's probably obvious. But as Christians, we can actually add a little more. First of all, we can confirm that God has given us this freedom to do so many things that we choose to do. In the story of the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were given the freedom of the garden, including the freedom to eat of the forbidden fruit. In the story of the prodigal son, the father gave the son his inheritance to go and spend as he wished, even though he probably realised he would fritter it away. We are given freedom. We are not puppets on a string. We're not robots. So we are given freedom. But it's not just freedom as if God then abandons us and deserts us. He gives instructions or guidance. It's not like having purchase a flat pack that needs assembly, the one thing you need to go with it is a set of instructions so that you put the right pieces together in the right order. God has given instructions. In the Old Testament, they were called commandments. I prefer the term instructions. Instructions of how to make the most of the opportunities that we have to make the very best of our lives and enjoy the blessings which are there. He gave instructions. And when Jesus came, that was another time that he showed us the way to that richer life. That was part of his ministry. Some years ago, I used to hear the expression WWJD. And in our decisions, we can follow that WWJD principle. What would Jesus do? For Jesus has given us the guidance, the instructions. He doesn't tell us everything that we need to know. We have to make decisions ourselves. But he has given us the instructions so that we could actually take note of what he has been saying. What he said, what he taught, and how he lived, how he demonstrated his message. Jesus said, "I am the way." But it's not just a set of instructions and then go away with those instructions. It's actually God is with us all the way through our lives as we make our decisions, good and bad. Encouragement, help, guidance, and particularly warnings if we are doing the wrong things and going the wrong way. That's something else which runs through the Bible. Think of the prophets. Their role was to give warnings to their contemporaries when things were going wrong. For example, Jonah. Jonah was sent with that message to Nineveh that the way they were going was the wrong way, leading to troubles, and inviting them to turn to a different way. The message of Jesus was also a warning. It was a warning to his contemporaries and to us. Particularly to the Pharisees, the religious leaders. It was warning to them that they got their understanding of the commandments, the Torah, wrong. He said he was the way, and he was telling them the right way. So God gives warnings, but it's when things are really going wrong, he's not waiting to punish us. I think of this story of the lost sheep. When the lost sheep got into trouble, the shepherd goes and saves the lost sheep. It also reminds me of the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son, or rather of the father. This sound may sound terribly heretical, but I would have told that story rather differently. When the son had gone astray and made a mess of his life, I would not have said the father waited at home for the son to return. I thought I would have told it that the father went out and found the son and helped him on his way back. Like the story of the lost sheep. But then Jesus was telling her, and had a different message when he told the story, so maybe his way of telling it was right. the Jews had an idea, one of the ideas running through the Bible was that God was one who was ready to punish those who did the wrong things, bless those who did the right, but punish those who did the wrong. Do you remember the story of the time that of the Pharisees saw the blind man? And because he was blind, they said it must have been something he'd done wrong, and it was punishment. Something he had done wrong or his parents had done wrong. They saw it in the basis of God blessing the good and punishing the bad. But Jesus told them that they'd got it wrong. They got it wrong. We may have to live with the consequences of things we do wrong and when we make those decisions, but it's God's not waiting to punish us, he's waiting to bless us. In his love, he's with us all the way through our lives. We need not have that fear of God's wrath and anger and readiness to punishment. We think of the love of God. Paul wrote, nothing can separate us from the love of God. But that's not the end of the story. Even when we make a mess of things, God can often bring good out of bad. I think of the whole story of the crucifixion. That terrible crucifixion, and yet it led on to resurrection. And God can bring a lot of good even out of the bad things. Sometimes we make bad decisions and we can learn. We can learn about ourselves. We can learn that our way is not right, it's right to trust God and follow his way. We can learn more about God's love and God's readiness to forgive. So even when things have gone wrong and we've made a mess of things, God is with us. We need not be filled with that sense of guilt and fear, for God's love overrules all. And we can have hope for the future. I think of the instance of anybody working with a computer and all of a sudden pressing the wrong button and think they've lost the file. Terrible thing, lost a lot of work on a file. But if only you can find the right buttons and the right answers, you can get file recover. At least I believe that so. God can recover even when things seem lost. He can make new. So God is with us from beginning to end. So let me briefly summarise. God has given us freedom. Freedom to make our decisions. Freedom to do things which will influence our neighbours, ourselves, future generations. But he's with us. And he speaks to us and guides us. Many will say that it's the presence of the Holy Spirit which will be with us, guiding us in all that we're doing. And that's right when we think of the reading today about Christ's promise of the Holy Spirit, we would not be deserted. But God then instructs, guides, warns us when things are going wrong. Oh, I do pray that we can better understand where God is leading us, so that we might make right decisions. And when we go astray, we pray that we might hear God's voice guiding us back into the right ways, not just hear it, but actually respond to that. Just be aware that God still loves us as we are, warts and all. He's not waiting to punish us. He's like the father of the prodigal son, filled with love, love for his son. So that in summary is the message. We will go on creating good things and bad, sometimes by our actions and sometimes by our inaction. We have that privilege, that joy of learning to receive all the blessings that God has given us if we follow the right path. But he will be with us whatever happens. Thanks be to God.